It's 10 totally random questions on weird facts from a book called 1,227 Quite Interesting Facts to Blow Your Socks Off. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be? And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. If you like trivia, you're in the right place. And hey, while you're at it, go subscribe to a couple other podcasts that I love and listen to frequently. You could check out the Trivial Warfare podcast. That's a great one. You could check out my friends Jordan and Cam and Kreger and others over at Wreck My Podcast. And if you like wrestling action figures, which I know is a real niche thing, but if you like them at all, you like collecting them, you like buying them, finding them, etc., go and check out the Fully Posable Wrestling Action Figure Podcast. My friends Jeff and Scott Toon are the leaders in the world of collecting action figures of the wrestling variety, and they're going to be on the Netflix series The Toys That Made Us very soon, if it hasn't already been posted. I forget. But check it out. Fully Posable, Wreck My Podcast, and Trivial Warfare. Those are great podcasts. If you like this one, and I'm so glad you do like this one, hit subscribe on your device to get new episodes of my show every single day. And you want to listen over the next few weeks because I'm going to be giving away some pairs of tickets to see something very cool that you will definitely like if you like this show. And you can use these tickets anywhere. You don't have to use them like at a certain place. So anywhere, I imagine in the world, but definitely in the U.S., where you want to go see this thing. I'll have tickets for you, and we're going to give away one pair to my Patreon subscribers. So there's 30 of those people, and we'll do a raffle, and I'll make a video of it and all that good stuff. And if you are a Patreon subscriber, you'll have a 1 in 30 chance or more if more people join. And you could join for just $1. So if you want tickets to this very special thing, I'll tell you what the special thing is next week once I have the tickets in my possession. But yeah, join Patreon, you'll have a chance there, and just random listeners will have a chance. We'll figure out a way to give away a pair on the podcast to people who are not Patreon subscribers. So get excited to win some tickets to something cool that you will like to go to. Today's episode is weird facts from a book I grabbed from my local Rancho Cucamonga Public Library called 1,227 Quite Interesting Facts to Blow Your Socks Off. This is written by a guy named John, and James. So three J's got together. They said, let's do some facts. I'll read you a couple totally random ones from this book just off the top of where I flip open. Let's see what it says. Some species of scorpion survive on one meal a year. Some species of scorpion survive on one meal a year. That's interesting. Baby hedgehogs are called hoglets. Baby hedgehogs are called hoglets. To dringle is to waste time in a lazy manner. To dringle is to waste time in a lazy manner. And Japanese sheep go meh instead of ba. They go meh, M-E-H. So those are some fun random facts for you. I took 10 more of those and kind of wrote questions based on them. So we'll see how many of these you can get right. And there's one or at least two of these books at the library. So we'll do this in more frequency as the months go on, these random fact episodes, because I like reading these things and going, oh, it's kind of cool. I also got a book called, let me see what this is over here. This is Best and Buzzworthy 2017 World Records, Trending Topics, and Most Viral Moments. This is a Scholastic book. This is definitely something I would have got from book fair, like Scholastic Book Club at school in fourth and fifth grade. It's just kind of like a Guinness World Records kind of looking book with a lot of pictures. But we'll take some facts from there, and we'll do some episodes on 2017 coming up as well. So be on the lookout for those. If you want to support this show monetarily, and if you want to be in the running for those pair of tickets to see something very cool, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and click around and see which tier fits you best. We got a dollar tier, we got a $3 tier, five, 10, 15, 20, 30, and 50. The $50 tier is for trivia hosts or people who want their own content. My friend Wes is at that tier. He's on the East Coast. He's a DJ, and he started hosting trivia. He's like, do you have questions I can use? And I said, yes, Wes. For $50 a month, I'll send you every question that I use at my live events. So I send him zip files of all my slides that I use at my live trivia events here in Southern California, and he gets to use those for his events. So if that's something you're looking to do, you're looking to get some content, check that out. Also, there's a t-shirt club at the $30 level. There's a book club at the $20 level. There's a magnet club at the $7 level. It's all kinds of cool stuff that you can get for supporting this show and helping it grow bigger and better every single day. 220,000 downloads of this show, which is awesome. And every time I log into Libsyn to post the show, I see that and I'm like, yes, I'm going to do this again tomorrow and the next day and the next day. So thank you so much for listening, helping us grow as a community, as a trivia loving audience. And thanks for listening and telling a friend. We're going to jump into these 10 questions on weird facts right now. Here we go. Here we are, guys. 10 interesting facts, weird facts from this book of weird facts. Question number one. Felix Hoffman invented heroin in 1897, the same year he invented what common over-the-counter pill? Question number one. Felix Hoffman invented heroin in 1897, the same year he invented what common over-the-counter pill? Number one. Question number two, more than 7,000 Americans die each year and 1.5 million are injured every year due to a doctor's bad what? Number two, a doctor's bad what? Question number three, what kind of table did Mozart have right next to his piano? Number three, what kind of table did Mozart have right next to his piano? Question number four, what kitchen appliance was banned in Havana until 2008? What kitchen appliance was banned in Havana until 2008? Question number five, Harry Houdini could pick up pins with what tiny part of his body? Number five, Harry Houdini could pick up pins with what tiny part of his body? Question number six, what vegetable was illegal in France from 1748 to 1772? Number six, what vegetable was illegal in France from 1748 to 72? Question number seven, what famous baseball player wore a cabbage leaf under his head to keep his head cool during games? Number seven, what famous baseball player wore a cabbage leaf under his head to keep his head cool during games? Question number eight, Aerosmith made more money from what video game than any of their albums? Number eight, Aerosmith made more money from what video game than any of their albums? Question number nine, Ferrari is the Italian equivalent of what extremely common U.S. last name? Number nine, Ferrari is the Italian equivalent of what extremely common U.S. last name? And question number 10, Michael J. Fox's middle name is actually an A name. What A name is it? What A name is actually Michael J. Fox's middle name? All right, those are your weird facts, 10 things for you to learn and take into work or the gym or wherever you're going today and say, hey, I just learned about Michael J. Fox. Who wants to hear about his middle name and such? We're going to go over the answers in just a second to see how you did. All right, here we go with 10 random facts from this fact book. And we'll do more of these in weeks to come if you like these random questions. These are the ones that are good that make you learn stuff. And you're like, oh, I can spread this around. Number one, Felix Hoffman invented heroin in 1897, the same year he invented what common over-the-counter pill? Aspirin. Same guy invented heroin and aspirin. I've heard that before, and I probably could have guessed at that one. Heroin and aspirin, Felix Hoffman. Number two, more than 7,000 Americans die each year and 1.5 million are injured due to doctors' bad what? Handwriting. Man, that sucks to read that. Can you imagine if you have really bad handwriting as a doctor and you don't know it? Well, I guess you would know it. I bet some have been sued for malpractice, right? To be like, this was written wrong and you prescribed him heroin instead of aspirin or whatever. But handwriting leads to deaths every year. That's insane. Number three, what kind of table did Mozart have right next to his piano? A billiards table. You could have said pool table or billiards. That's fine, but more billiards was the answer. Number four, what kitchen appliance was banned in Havana until 2008? Toasters could not make strudels or Pop-Tarts in Havana until 2008, just 11 years ago. Just had to eat it cold, like a kid late for school on the bus. Number five, Harry Houdini could pick up pins with what tiny part of his body? You could have said something funny like penis, but that was not the answer. It was eyelashes, eyelashes. Harry Houdini picked up pins with his eyelashes. Why would you even try to do that? That would just be silly, wouldn't it? And even from far away or up close, would you really be that impressed if somebody did that? I'd just be like, cool, man. Number six, what vegetable was illegal in France from 1748 to 1772? Potatoes. Couldn't have a potato there in France, even though they French fry things up constantly. You can't have potatoes there for that chunk of time, almost 30 years. Number seven, what famous baseball player wore a cabbage leaf under his head to keep his head cool during games? Babe Ruth. He used to wear those cabbage leaves. I don't know where they got that idea from, but I can't imagine that makes you feel much cooler. And then you just got a cabbage on your head, like a real cabbage head. Number eight, Aerosmith made more money from what video game than any other albums? Guitar Hero. The Guitar Hero Aerosmith, man, right at the height of its popularity, they jumped in there and they made a bunch of money. I bet they made like tens of millions for that, if I had a guess. Number nine, Ferrari is the Italian equivalent of what extremely common U.S. last name? Smith. Ferrari in Italy is like Smith in the U.S. I know a lot of Smiths, including my friend Trevor, who did some great artwork for the show at different times and is a great comedian. He runs a show called Crane's Comedy in L.A. You should check it out. I believe it's on Monday nights. Crane's Comedy with Trevor Smith, Harry Morrows, and some other buddies. Number 10, Michael J. Fox's middle name is actually Andrew. Starts with an A. Michael Andrew J. Fox. Michael J. Andrew Fox. I'm not sure what it is, but it is Andrew, according to this book. All right, guys, those are your 10 weird facts. Hope you learned something. Hope you have something to bring to your next cocktail party and go, oh, did you know that in Havana you could have a toaster to 2008? And then you just eat your little cocktail weenie and you move on. That's what this show's for. Facts for you to deliver at parties. Thanks for listening. And if you want to support the show monetarily, you can always do that at patreon.com/triviawithbuds. You can leave a review of the show on iTunes or whatever podcasting app you listen to this on. And you can check out tons of videos and fun stuff on my social media pages. Ryan Buds on pretty much everything. Ryan Buds on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And check out the website, triviawithbuds.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. And we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with me. Cheers.